Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Oh, hey, Dinesh.
Why are you here? Where's AJ?
Oh, AJ can't come. You wanted him to become certified scuba before the trip, right?
Yeah, so we could scuba, Gabe.
Well, he finished all his check dives last night, but you have to wait 24 hours before you fly, so we decided to trade places.
For the day?
No, for all of it.
Why?
Because it'd be easier?
No.
Follow me, follow me, follow me, follow me. Let's dive into the deep blue sea. Look around, what do you see? I see a jellyfish swimming near me. Follow me, follow me, follow me, follow me. Let's dive into the deep blue sea. Follow me, follow me, follow me, follow me. Let's dive into the deep blue sea.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Got author Eric Douglas with us right now, catching up with Eric 10 years after his quadruple, right? No, wait, quintuple, a five-way.
Quintuple, yeah.
Yes, a five-way heart bypass surgery 10 years ago. I followed in his dive plan, and shortly thereafter he got it. I got one too. However, mine was only a one way. I didn't even get a three way out of it. But at least I got that joke in there. But yeah, mine was pretty serious.
You've been
too.
Working that for 10 years.
Yeah,
Greg.
I have. I've told that joke more than once, unfortunately. But yeah, we're still kicking 10 years later, and it's kind of nice to be able to say that. And you know, like I said, the moral of our stories is that if you have a situation health-wise that seems pretty daunting, you can get through it. And yeah, that's what you got to do. You got to look to other people that have experienced it. It may not be the end of your diving career. I honestly thought, for me, I don't know how much that crossed your mind at the time, at the very beginning, Eric, but I really did think, oh, geez, this is it. No more diving for me. And even after I read your book and I knew, like, okay, Eric did it, maybe I can do this, I was still in the back of my mind, like, I don't know, man, is this it? You know, but it wasn't. And you got to just kind of fight through it a little bit there. Was that the same deal for you?
I felt exactly the same way, Greg. You know, yeah. I mean, you're laying in bed, and you know, remember too, after they crack your chest open, yeah. Every little
tingle.
Twitch, pin.
What was that?
Oh my God. What, I mean, and it was a long time getting kind of back to normal, quote unquote. But,
But you know, that's how I met Dr. Doug Ebersole too, because he heard he heard the story of me talking about what had happened on Scuba Radio, and I was like, "Look, I got this situation going on. I don't know where this is going to head." And he reached out and says, "Hey, Greg, been listening to your show a long time." And I said, "What? What are you insane?" And we became close friends because he said, look, you know, I'm a heart surgeon. If you have any questions, I'm more than happy to, you know, consult whatever you need. And I was like, wow, that was really nice. We became good friends, and so much so that he offered to go diving with me on my first scuba dive in the ocean after my open heart surgery. And I was like, wow, I mean, it doesn't get much better than that. It's about time to cash in one of these credits that I've earned over the years of doing this show every week, right? And then we get out on the boat. I'm like, yeah, I got a heart surgeon on board. How much safer could I possibly be? And then he turned to me and he said, well, you know, Greg, I'm a heart surgeon. If anything happens to you underwater, I can't do anything for you. I was like, I got nothing for you here, I can't save you. I was like, oh, okay. Well, I guess it's the thought. Yeah. But it gave me a little peace of mind. But there was a mental game at play, you know, coming back from a surgery like that you wonder, like, okay, is it going to be the same? Is it going to feel different? Am I going to be able to do everything I did before? And the short answer is absolutely yes. And then some. And I guess that was the same for you. You think?
Absolutely. No, yeah. I, and you know, probably refocus things a little bit. I had, I was probably spinning a little bit anyway. You know, I'd left Dan and I was writing my books, but I wasn't sure what the next step in my career was going to be too. And, and that made me kind of focus and concentrate. And, you know, the books were doing fine, but I still wasn't sure what was next. And, and I think it made me focus a little bit.
Yeah. Well, it kind of got your attention at the bare minimum. And it's like, all right, well, I got to realign things a little bit and that kind of thing. But your book, like I said, helped immensely. And it just like, when you have a plan, when you have some kind of outline, like, okay, this is the hand you're dealt and you feel lost, like, oh gosh, what do I do now? But then when you find someone who's been through it, like Eric, and he wrote a book about it, we talked about it on the show, it just really took away the mystery. So once again, if you find yourself, whether it's a heart issue or cancer or any, you know, life-changing illness kind of thing, just find somebody who's been through it, and chances are you might be pleasantly surprised that the odds of coming back from that are much, much better than you may initially think, because it is a little daunting, especially at first. It's human nature to feel that way. But go to booksbyeric.com, look up the book about heart. And then, you know, well, you can check out all these other books, you know, because you might be on a situation where you got a little bit more surface interval than you wanted to. And he has
Get underwater.
Yeah. He's got a great series of books featuring photojournalist super diver Mike Scott, which there's like 12 of them now. Is that right?
Just 11. The 12th one's still working on it.
Okay. So he's working on that, but there's plenty. And then there's a few other short story books on there that he even works scuba radio into the mix, which is kind of nutty. But they're fun entertaining short reads. At the bare minimum, and he's really good. I mean, Eric won't say it, but he is one of the best authors I have read in our almost 30 years of doing scuba radio. It's really impressive stuff, very entertaining, because if you're a diver, you're going to really love it, because he just incorporates these adventure stories, and there's always a nice diving component that you know, scuba divers will be able to relate to even more than your typical, you know, adventure novel. You know, I think Bourne Identity, Bond, all of them rolled into this kind of thing. And it's very entertaining stuff you do, Eric. So you're in the middle of the 12th Mike Scott. And do you have the outline and you just, are you stuck, or where?
I'm pretty much, I mean, I've got an outline that I'm about 45,000 words into it.
Okay. That's pretty good.
Typical one's 80,000-85,000 words, so about halfway through.
Yeah. So you got it's rolling around up in the noggin up there, and you're just trying to
I'm a little stuck at the moment, but yeah, I know where it's going to end. How about that?
Okay, well, that's good. You just got to get there eventually. But
just got to get there.
Yeah, but once again, all you have to do is go to booksbyeric.com, check out all these novels. If you're not already familiar with them, you'll thank me. Because it's good stuff. And Eric, always great to catch up and especially celebrate a pretty cool 10-year anniversary with you, my friend. We're still kicking, literally.
Absolutely.
All right, we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba action star Mike Scott is back in a new audiobook, Cayman Cowboys, Reefs Under Pressure. From author Eric Douglas comes the one that started it all. Listen as Mike deals with submarines, kidnapping, betrayal, and more.
He didn't even have fins or a mask to let him see in the water. He was going to be slow and blind. If it weren't for the float, he knew there would be no way he would ever make it to the surface.
Download Cayman Cowboys or Oil and Water, Return to Cayman, Turks and Chaos, and Lionfish at Amazon, booksbyeric.com, and audible.com.
Do you have a message or a product that you'd like to share with the diving world? Well, look no further than Scuba Radio. Just like you, thousands of diving enthusiasts are hearing this message. And we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to scubaradio.com, send us an email, and let's get to work to make your marketing message matter.